It's hard to know where to start sometimes, writing about VE Day and Second World War, until I were watching a parade with my daughter and she asked me, "Dad, what are they marching for?" Now, she's only 4 years old, but she had to know why they were out on parade. But it made me think about our job, to make certain that memories don't fade. Because I guarantee that for those veterans, though now fewer and fewer remain, that each day, for all 80 years since, their lives aren't ever been the same. From all millions mobilised in Europe to them battling bombs dropped on Britain's shore, waiting for this day in history after years of fighting in war. Now, I can't quite imagine their feelings, each emotion, sensation, each breath, when they heard of victory in Europe on wireless, an end to conflict and chaos and death. Because that's what it took to get foothold. Sacrifice of thousands from each allied nation, and that's why so many were gathered to celebrate Europe's liberation. So why do we still stand and gather and march on parade on this date? Well, for them that were there 80 years since, for the brother, the comrade, the mate. Some might have been lost there on D-Day, or day after, or later in war. Some on beaches, some in fields of France, some at sea without getting to shore. And for them that got through it to end, seeing so many lost in life's prime, they must have questioned, how come they made it, to be lost of at passage of time? How come they got to make all them memories, to be proud, to share laughter and tears? They know true cost to their freedom, that they've lived with for the past 80 years. It isn't just about respecting all fallen, and honouring their sacrifice. In a world that's so full of division, it's remembering that this is the price. So now, watching these last frail old folk, remembering VE Day once more, when they're gone, we should remember their answers to what is it they're marching for.